Mystery Owl.
From a tree owl.
Marion County Knockout Boys Podcast.
Sunny!
Marion County Knockout Boys Podcast.
Yes.
Marion County Knockout Boys Podcast.
Marion County Knockout Boys Podcast.
Marion County Knockout Boys Podcast.
Marion County Knockout Boys.
All right, here we are. From a treehouse.
I'm Zach Kasalik. I'll be your host. With me, as always, is Captain Andy Odison.
It's the Colonel. What's up? We got a special guest.
Mitch
Williams, everybody.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's really a pleasure to have you here.
I've been wanting to do this for quite a while.
So that name might sound familiar because we've had him on before as the bookie. You might know him as the bookie.
It's true.
Less of a bookie and more of a gambler, degenerate.
How's that been going, by the way?
It's okay. You know, I've been doing a lot of gambling on the UFC fights.
Did you do it last week? Usman and Masvidal?
I did. I was looking really good right before the last fight, so I...
Did you pick Rose?
I did pick Rose, nice. And I picked Uriah Hall, and I picked...
Was he the one that fought Weidman?
Weidman, and Weid didn't touch him, and won the first guy
busted up his leg.
Yeah.
Straight up
first one to win a fight without throwing a punch.
I found that kind of ironic, because didn't Anderson Silva bust his leg, kind of like the same kick
he won
threw.
The fight without throwing a punch?
First time
ever. I don't know anything about... The UFC. So fill me in on that. How does that work?
Broke his shin bone. I don't know what
first,
the fuck.
On the first kick.
On the first kick.
His first strike was a kick.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So like if you figure like this is his shin, he kicked and it just went like that.
Mm-hmm. And then came back to yeah. land on it.
Yeah, tried to.
How many, what number of fight was that?
It was like probably the fourth one to the final.
It wasn't a co-main event because I know Rose was.
Yeah,
and then the fight before that, the two chicks, that was another co-main event, right? Zhang or whatever.
Wei Li Zhang lost to Rose Namajunas, and then it was the bullet Valentina.
The Russian chick? Yeah.
Beat.
That's right.
That Brazilian. But my gambling, I had a nice parlay going that if Masvidal won the last one, would have won me a few $100. So hedged my bet because I kind of knew Usman would win, so I came out even. But
Usman's a freak athlete.
Yeah, he's you should never bet against him.
But Masvidal, man, he's the salt of the earth.
Yeah, yeah.
You can never count on those Hispanics. They're just fighters. They just don't mind. Yeah. Don't mind getting punched. Don't mind punching.
He's a character, dude.
He's funny.
He'll keep a smile on his face mm-hmm. even though he's getting beat up.
What? Wait, he's not. They're what is that? Like 150.
They're middleweight.
Is that so 160-ish?
I want to say it's 170. Yeah, 170.
So is that the same weight as Connor and Diaz and all those fools?
Yes. Or they're welterweight. I can never get it straight.
Yeah, I think they
honest.
Are welterweight. I think you're right about that.
I can never get it straight.
Anyways, so just pretty much just gambling on the UFC?
Just gambling on UFC. It's...
No NBA?
Not a whole lot. Every once in a while, if I'm feeling up to it, I'm trying to save my money a little bit.
Did LeBron play last night?
He did.
Did they win?
They did. Yeah, I'm fairly certain. I didn't watch the whole game, but they were handling them pretty good.
So, I read this today. A 240-pound sturgeon, 6'10", was caught. It was the Detroit River in Michigan. But the girth of it was 4 feet around, and it's the biggest fucking sturgeon that's ever been caught.
How
by
big was
rod,
it?
Rod and reel, 6'10", 240 pounds. That's a big fish.
It's a big old fish.
And they say that.
How old was that? You think? Did they think? Did they say that?
They a couple hundred years easily, which is insane. They're like people don't catch these fish. Like normally they'll catch like a 100-pound fish. Sturgeon's like a big fish. But a 240-pound fish.
Did they say what kind of rod they caught it on?
No, I did not. I'd like to believe it was a stick.
Were they using spinners?
No, I'm sure they were bait fishing.
There's sturgeon like that that people have seen in the Columbia, isn't there?
And the Willamette. Mm-hmm. They're all in the Willamette. The
mm-hmm. Like Volkswagen buses.
Maybe yeah, well,
they can get that big.
What you know? What's that one that we went and looked at Bonneville? Herbie, the was that?
Oh. Yes,
but he wasn't 6'10". He wasn't no 240-pound fish.
He was. They say he. Well, I think he was 9 feet long, but his girth wasn't that big.
Yeah,
he, that's what I was going to say. This isn't a normal sturgeon. He would be put on this.
It was a female.
She might have been pregnant with 12.
Could have been. I have no idea.
That's like a damn small rhino.
Yeah.
You know?
I wonder how long it took them to get that out the water.
I don't know. So it was three people, two chicks, and the boat driver, the guy.
How'd they get that out of the water?
They were all biologists. They must have had a jack or something to crank it out of the water. But there's a picture of the fish laying down in the boat and the guy laying down next to him. And it's freaking ginormous.
So 4 feet wide, almost 7 feet long. That's about as half wide as it is long. That's pretty.
That's old. Old fish. That's old fish. Yeah. I mean, what else are we going to say other than it's old?
It's old fish.
Dinosaurs were around, 60 million years ago? Maybe. You think there was a sturgeon back then?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sturgeons, there are dinosaurs.
That's still
sturgeons
alive?
Sturgeons have been around for a while.
No.
You think it could be?
Well, descendant. The genetics, probably. Just like a crocodile.
Yeah, or birds. Birds came from dinosaurs, pterodactyls.
Well, that's if you watch Jurassic Park. Is that true?
Yeah.
Because he was...
There's lots of animals that are descendants of dinosaurs still around today.
What's the doctor's name off of Jurassic Park? Dr.
Strange.
I'm not going to come up with it.
I don't remember.
Starts with a G. It's Dr. Something. Grant or...
Grant? Sorry. No, Grant. That's the guy. That's Grant, the scientist, though. Isn't it?
No, that's not. Yes, yes. That's not that guy, right?
It's been a while.
It has been a while.
Dino DNA.
I do. I remember when that came out. It's a good movie.
What's the biggest fish you've ever caught, Andy?
I've caught some sturgeon before. That were, big fish. I'd probably say a sturgeon.
Yeah.
Because I never caught marlin or tuna or nothing big like that. Never a shark.
Never caught a tuna?
Mm-mm. Never been out on the boat tuna fishing for the bluefins.
I reeled in a shark with my cousin. That was pretty big. It wasn't gigantic. It was a mako.
4 feet? 5 feet long?
It was about this long.
Yeah, 4 feet long. Which is still a big-ass fish.
Yeah, it was a good haul.
Did you guys keep it?
Mm-hmm.
You ate it?
Mm-hmm.
I thought there was a bunch of mercury in shark.
I don't know. I guess you can eat mako. We took it to a restaurant and they cooked it for us, so hopefully they did it right. Because I heard that they absorb their own pee or something like that, so it poisons the meat.
Badass.
But that shark, I don't think it does. So we just ate it.
And
white, a bunch of tuna.
White meat? Was it white meat?
Yeah.
What was it, flaky? Was it like chewy?
It's kind of like tuna.
Really?
I don't know.
So flaky then.
I don't remember.
Never ate shark before.
Where were you? Mexico?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Cabo.
Fun.
Yeah, it was fun.
Mexico.
It was a lot of fun.
Would you go to Mexico nowadays?
Mm-hmm.
Me too.
Sure. We just went a couple years ago. It was great.
Cabo again?
No, we went to Puerto Vallarta a couple years ago.
Was the water pretty cold? So, because you're on the Pacific Ocean side.
And we went in January.
Yeah.
And it was Pacific, so it was okay. I went out in it, I think.
Well, what's the other side? Like, Cabo's on the other side of Mexico.
And then
what is that, the Gulf of Mexico on that side?
Yeah.
Texas?
Like
that whole area?
Mm-hmm.
But that's still the Pacific, right? That's not the Atlantic. It's not the Indian. It's still the Pacific, right?
What?
No, the Gulf of Mexico.
Gulf of Mexico is like...
It's its own thing.
It kind of like runs off the Atlantic.
Yeah. And then further south, if you talk about Cancun, then you're... The tip, Cancun's a little boot part of Mexico.
The Yucatan Peninsula.
And if you go on the eastern side, that's technically the Caribbean.
Okay.
Yeah.
But that's...
Like Cozumel, and then the Caribbean's over there.
So is it the Caribbean Ocean then?
Caribbean Sea.
So it's a sea, not the ocean. What defines the difference between an ocean and a sea? Or a gulf?
I wish I knew.
Yeah, me too.
And I don't know.
Probably the size. I think the size would have something to do with it.
It's got to be, it's all salt water, right? Yeah. Man, let's not get stupid about this. I always wondered that. So we got the Arctic Ocean, Indian Ocean, Atlantic Ocean, Pacific Ocean. Is that it? Right? There's four of them, right? And then there's like 17 continents.
No, there's seven continents.
That's what I said. That's not good. That's what I said, right? Can you name all the continents?
Oh, yeah.
That I can do.
Let's see it. Let's see it, boys. Entertain me.
I'll go all for right. it. You get the North and South America.
One, two.
Two. Then you get Antarctica is three. Europe is four. Asia is five. Africa is six. And finally, Antarctica. Or sorry, I already said that. Australia.
Australia.
Hmm.
There you have it.
Well.
It's its own, I think.
I like geography. I've always been fascinated with geography for some reason. Not the greatest at it, but...
It's cool to think about how they're always moving the plates, the tectonic plates.
Mm.
And there's theory. I mean, it's pretty founded, or the theory of the single continent back in the day is pretty...
That's what I was going to ask about, because they all kind of do fit.
Yeah.
Like puzzle piece wise. Yeah. I could see it happening. But then again...
It's just plates shifting on a big...
We would never fucking know if they were right. They could tell us anything they want.
You know, but the Earth is flat, so...
Yeah, how is that?
I don't know. I don't know.
Well, their float... The center of the Earth is just boiling. It's boiling hot. It's not like a solid... I guess it could be, but it's a magma. And so, all these plates are floating on it, and... That's how we get mountain ranges, because there's different ways that the plates come together. Mm-hmm. They'll either go up and create like the cascades
from pressure,
mm-hmm. or there's it's like slippages, like one will slip over the other.
How about that?
And then there's one that will actually make it's like mountains but reverse down.
Get out of here! And that means that it's flat, obviously.
No, it'll
to any not an Audi.
That's more how to describe
it. So how do the ice walls get built up at the edge of the Earth?
Sorry, ice walls?
Yeah,
because if it's flat and you go across, it has to end somewhere. Oh. The water doesn't just spill into outer space.
Oh, well, that's because it's not flat.
Damn.
And it what? Does.
I lost you guys back when the Earth was round.
Oh, well, that was more of a joke. We're talking about the tectonic plates now.
I got you.
What's the tectonic plate that formed the Cascades?
What
is that one called?
Oh, gosh. I don't know the name of them. There's
fault lines.
Fault lines that are also created because of the meeting of plates. Because,
I don't think... We don't really
Cascadia,
have...
Cascadia. It's Cascadia is one of them.
Yeah.
And
but I don't think we really have the innies on, dry land. Normally, those are, in ocean, right? Because all our big depressions are all river. It's all water.
Erosion. Yeah, but I don't think those are caused from plates. But I think you're right. They're mostly ocean.
Yeah.
Because there is water and it covers up all those low points. Unless we're talking about Death Valley or...
I was going to say Death Valley is below sea level.
Yeah.
Right? So...
Could be one. And...
You ever been to Death Valley?
I have not. I could hardly tell you where it is. I would guess I think California.
Arizona, right? Isn't it? Or does it go from California to Arizona?
But the Cascades mountain range, you know, is right alongside of it, I would assume.
Cascades is a pretty small mountain range, when you think about it.
Stretches.
Because I don't think we go...
All of America, right? North to south.
I don't think it does. I don't know if it makes it to, I think it definitely goes into Canada, but I don't think it makes it to Alaska.
What are those...
What about... Well, no, so south. What does the Pacific Crest Trail follow through California?
Yeah.
Yosemite stuff, right? and that, and Shasta, and that's all Cascade, technically.
Well, maybe you guys
But
are
then
right,
again, when you get down to Southern California, I don't know.
I don't... There's no Pacific Crest Trail in Canada. The Canutes would not put up with that.
I think they just didn't want to be a part of it.
Well, why wouldn't they?
Because there's mountains that... I think Canada just turns into great mountain...
I think you guys are right, because I think you can start in Mexico on the Pacific Crest Trail, and I think you can make it all the way to Canada.
And, there's still, Whistler and stuff. That's all mountains that's up above Vancouver.
I think that's Rockies. I think the really? Rock, I think the Rockies kind of go like this. I think they kind of banana. I think. I don't know.
Banana.
Banana.
And then there's the Appalachian Mountain Range or the Blue Ridge Mountains or something like that. Yeah, the Appalachian Range. Side.
Yep. I think that's pretty much it for as far as mountain ranges in America. So we got the Appalachia, the Rocks, Cascade. I don't think there's anything going from like west to east.
Because
like in New Mexico.
That's not how the plates
are. That's not how the plates are formed.
Wouldn't it be strange if they did? If they went the other way?
What was that called when everything was all together? The continents?
Pangea.
Yeah, Pangea. Yeah,
that's, yeah.
How about that?
5 minutes ago, Zach.
Really?
We were all
talking. I was thinking about that flat earth. Dang it.
It's all good.
Yeah, so that's an interesting one, Pangea. And like you were saying, Andy, it's you look at them sometimes and
I can they see all it.
Fit together I can in a see sense.
And that's, yeah, you can take them and move them back.
And then to run off that, they think that's originally how a bunch of species travel. That you know are and you see something, you know, that I could be totally off here, but for instance, something in Mexico you also see in China or something like that.
Yes.
It was either like that sort of or it was the fucking Ice Age.
Oh, they've related...
As well as travel back in the early days.
You know, yeah, they've connected dots all over the place with like DNA and stuff and how different cultures lived. And kind of like the when there was the Bering Bridge of...
Bering Strait or something like that.
Yeah, whatever that is, between Alaska and Russia.
Yeah.
Before it went away.
Billy was telling me that if he could live in any era, he was like, I'd probably live in, like, B.C. time. I'm like, you're fucking insane, Billy.
What time?
Like, B.C. Because I was talking, for whatever reason, we're talking about Pompeii and Mount Vesuvius in 1720 A.D., you know, wiped out a civilization and stuff.
That sounds like a casual conversation.
It was pretty typical for us.
Yeah.
And then started saying that. I'm like, man, because I don't think... As fun as it sounds, I don't think I'd want to live in the Western era. Sounds like the fucking dry, shitty desert, dusty.
But you could shoot people.
You can do that right now, apparently. I don't think I'd want to live in like the Sherlock Holmes time or like Gangs of New York times, like in Europe. I don't know. What do you guys think?
I would want to live in the Peter Pan time so I could go to Neverland.
Okay.
And fly.
Okay Zach.
That's just me.
I'd probably live in the 80s. I like the music better.
Yeah. So 60s, 70s, and 80s, you couldn't really go wrong. 60s, I guess, you get the Vietnam War bullshit. America's dividing.
I don't know, 80s.
But we're living now.
Yeah.
I don't know how true this is. I think, but I thought this today. I thought to myself as I was doing whatever I was doing, I said, Zach, it'd be cool to have lived in your grandparents' times. I feel like our grandparents had a pretty good lifespan of seeing a lot. They saw a lot. So that'd be like being born in the 20s.
Or just 10. Yeah, 1910.
10s and 20s.
I'm sure your parents, because you're 38? I think 38.
Yeah, so I think I'm 37.
Your grandparents had to have gone through the Great Depression, the Dust Bowl. World War II, Vietnam, Korea.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a lot of shit.
It's a lot of shit.
But then
I was thinking more along the lines of like the 30s, the 40s, the 50s. They see like this whole cultural like outbreak of like music and entertainment and great things like that. And oh my God, the technology. They didn't have cars when they were born.
Air conditioning, ice boxes.
And then to go from all that to like... When you're retired, I remember like my grandma going to on a European trip to like all these great places that she was really religious. So like going to like Barcelona and you know all these seeing all these great cathedrals. So like she saw a lot. I mean, she just died like a couple years ago. So
but
it'd be pretty. That's a pretty good lifespan.
Oh, for sure.
What are we gonna see though? It only makes you wonder.
If you think about it, we've been at war for as far as I can fucking remember. Since the Gulf, which is in, early 90s, we've been at war.
When have we not been at war?
The whole time, yeah. The whole fucking time. And...
They're keeping it interesting.
Yeah. Typical fucking Gen Z.
Idiots.
What are we? How are we doing on time? I didn't even look.
I didn't either.
By the way, I got a couple. If we made the half hour mark, if we haven't, did you look when we started?
No, sir.
All right, let's just keep going, I guess.
Sure.
Another 10 or so.
Take it away,
then,
man.
Then we'll be safe for sure. Did you know that the U.S. has the fourth longest river system in the world? That's the Missouri. Goes from Montana all the way to the East Coast.
I didn't know it was the fourth. That's pretty impressive.
Pretty crazy, huh?
It's a pretty amazing river.
And it comes from the Rockies.
The Missouri.
One of the best books I've ever read was about the Lewis and Clark expedition and Thomas Jefferson part in that, and it was really, they were trying to originally find a waterway from the Atlantic to the Pacific, and they realized that once you got to the Rockies, the river started flowing west instead of east, so they realized it all originated really from the Rockies. You know, if you're east of the Rockies, it's traveling to the Atlantic. It's west, it's traveling to the Pacific.
And then there's, well, but the Missouri, doesn't it start way up? As you can take tributaries, but like from Indiana all the way down to the Gulf,
that's Mississippi, right?
The Mississippi.
Yeah, the Missouri flows into the Mississippi.
The Mississippi. Mm-hmm.
Yep. And the Mississippi goes into the Gulf. And it's another interesting thing to think about rivers is obviously water is the, water, life is attracted to, you can't have life without water. So you see civilizations really,
all the time,
really inhabit near water, and one of the biggest ports in the Americas.
Wait, let me guess. I think I know this. It's like Louisiana, isn't it?
Well, yeah. What's the big one in Louisiana?
The Bayou, man.
The New Orleans.
New Orleans. Yeah.
So that's why, that's why Spain owned it, and it was called back when it was the Louisiana Purchase. All they cared about was New Orleans, but they had all their so-called land for trading.
So was that the route they headed then? Like they
started in St. Louis,
came down and
just
looped in.
Yep, they went up the Mississippi, and then up the Missouri, and then we're like, shit, we need to walk this to the other side of the Rockies.
Yeah, what do they call that? Fucking
Oregon Trail, bro. No,
when you pull your boat out and you fucking walk that thing upstream,
ford they it. Called it, yeah, it was. Yeah.
No, that's the opposite.
Forage or
ford is when you took your wagon
portage.
Train.
Yeah,
portage.
Could you imagine?
But Lewis and Clark weren't carrying them, trust me.
Do you know Lewis and Clark's their whole name?
Their first and last name.
Yeah.
Meriwether Lewis and William Clark, Captain William Clark.
I thought it was Clark Griswold, but I don't know about
that. In Sacagawea.
Yeah.
And then they were the ones that had Sacagawea, right?
Yeah.
However
you want to say it, yeah. She was the whole reason they were able to
make it without getting scalped.
Pretty much, their guns.
Just the rain, or like how to the path.
Well, yeah, cause she was a Shoshone, and they were in about southeastern Idaho, and they were meeting up with.
That's not that far.
They
made it 3/4 of the way.
Yeah, and they needed horses, and the Shoshones had horses to do some of their portaging, and her husband and her kid, they were all. They did all the most of the translating, and she was the key.
So she spoke English?
Yes. Yes. Not as a first language. But.
Crazy.
Lewis and Clark didn't speak Shoshone.
They spoke.
Or did they?
I think sign language? A little bit of French.
Go like this to her. How long did that expedition last? Do you guys know?
About a year and a half.
That's it? Yeah. From East Coast to West Coast?
Middle of America to the West Coast.
I thought they started in like
1804 to 1806.
I thought they started on the East Coast, right? Weren't they like Philadelphia?
Okay, I mean, that's not where they started their journey. I guess if you want to consider...
And we were already civilized. Like, that was all civilized area over there. So they didn't have to, like, walk through towns with backpacks. Sure. And,
with horse and carriage.
I mean, where Meriwether Lewis did most of his learning was from doctors and teachers in the New England area and with meetings with Thomas Jefferson. He was Thomas Jefferson's assistant. They were old friends from Virginia.
Old drinking buddies.
Hey. Yeah, no, they partied a lot.
The old Freemasons.
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah. The longest road in America, do you know what it is?
It's got to be something on the West Coast. It's got to be something from Alaska to Mexico,
that would
right?
That would be the longest road in America and Canada, though.
Yeah, but I consider that would if be we Highway built the road. Right?
But we built it, so we get an easement. Do you know what it is?
Is it 101 or Route 66?
No. It's Highway 20.
No shit.
Yeah, it goes from Newport to Boston. It's like 3,800 miles.
That's over by Andy's stomping grounds.
And there's this road sign in each city that says
Newport. Yeah, but it's
Newport.
It's not called Highway 20 the whole fucking time.
It's
though,
a route, and it's a continuous route that goes all
so
the
you're
way.
You're telling me I could leave my front door and get to Boston off one road? I call bullshit.
I'm telling you that.
Your GPS would say no turns Boston in through 4,000 miles.
Next exit, 3,800 miles.
Well,
just telling you what I saw on the
internet. I'm not going to argue with you. I mean, if you looked it up, you looked it up. Did you know Las Vegas is the capital of gambling in the whole world? I thought like Beijing, China, or like some of these places, but no, it's Vegas, baby.
What would define it being the capital?
Probably
most money spent.
Yeah, probably money spent, money dished out.
So
it could all the be bets going in and out.
It could be Beijing if we're talking about illegal gambling.
Yeah, I mean. It's, reading between the lines there. I don't know. It's just what Google told me.
That's a good one. There's a lot of money that goes. Do you guys like Vegas?
I do. I like it.
I do for like three or four days and I'm done.
No, we took the kids there and we had a great trip. It was a lot of fun. Yeah. Take Viv.
It chews you someday. Up and spits you out though. Well, we've been there with Vivian.
Oh, good.
I hate it.
You do? Just because of the gambling?
Just because of everything. I think if there was an eighth deadly sin, it'd be whatever's in the air.
It's called Sin City.
Fucking desert. For a reason. Desert air, man.
Nothing good happens there.
No. I mean, you stay up till 3, 4 o'clock in the morning, just gambling.
I've had some pretty rough times there.
Yeah, extremely rough times. But I do remember having with Shainer, the best time I've ever had in my life was in Vegas when we won. The whole weekend, we won. I mean, we walked out of there with thousands of dollars just winning. Everything we did, we won. It was fucking amazing.
That's amazing.
We didn't spend it
there?
That
seems like a movie.
No, we took it home. I mean, we were buying $80 steak dinners, you know, and whatever we wanted. Shanner bought Dad a NASCAR jacket because he was like a $300 NASCAR jacket.
All this fresh money. Just, you're like,
whatever we want.
Whatever you want, Dad.
I remember my old man, me and Shanner were at the roulette tables winning, like the whole night.
What was the deal?
I have no idea.
That's crazy.
I have no idea what it was, how we were winning. But my old man showed up, just drunker than a skunk, and then he put his drink down, threw $20 down, lost it immediately, and then like reached over something and spilled his whole cocktail over the freaking table. And it was a huge guy, huge dealer. And, like, my old man was, like, looking at him like he was going to beat his ass. And he's like, get out of here, old man. And my dad just tucked his tail and started running. Like, I just remember him seeing running through the freaking casino trying to get out of there. But it's good times.
Were you married?
No. Just turned 21, I think. Just old enough to drink and do whatever I wanted.
Just winning.
Mm-hmm. Just winning, baby. Just win.
What's
just
your favorite game to play?
Winning's good.
Roulette. Yeah. I haven't learned Baccarat or craps. I haven't learned craps either. I'd like to learn it. I tried. I just couldn't do it.
I don't know if you can ever fully learn that game.
I almost learned it and then I forgot it because then I sobered up.
Hey, let's take a little break, guys. I got to use the bathroom anyway, so let's take a little breaky.
Well, we're going to take a bathroom break. We'll be right back. See you around the horn.
It was like 2005.
Don't push my buttons. I ain't starting any fool trying to pause my dinner bucket. I'm dumping. So please think twice, cuz. What else?
Tell me about what you think about this.
Hear me? Coming.
Jimmy, level's good?
Hear me? Coming.
All right.
You hear me? I'm coming. I don't wanna be. What else? Yeah, yeah. Danny Nick feeling froggy.
What's the next
jump
one?
Off. I leave the scene foggy when I dump off. SD.
Tell me about this one.
Ready?
I think he had the same
Alexa,
hat I did.
Show.
Resuming.
For real?
I'm the captain now.
That's the
what
hat.
Is that? Come on, Jimmy, clean this up. You know better than that.
I gonna make the next season?
Fucking listen to ads, Jimmy.
Yeah. More money. Hey, yo. Yeah. Ain't nobody getting as much money as us, man. Shake down. More money. Bad boy. Take money. Take me to cafe.
Yeah. Light skin, bro. Fucked her in the car. And gave her my work. Told her put it in a bra. Next week.
I like Red Cafe. You never heard of him before?
Never in my life.
Really?
I'm a show him how to ball. I'm a dope boy.
But I want to hear more of him.
Yeah, he's good. I like him. Mike Lowry. I like him. To be honest, I can't say I found him. Our boy, buddy Ian found him. But he ghostwrited tons of shit for like Justin Timberlake. Like, he was a ghostwriter for everybody. And then he finally said, fuck it. I'm going to start putting my new stuff out. And then he started putting his new stuff out. And like, all the record labels were like, we're only going to give you like 100, like, six figure, like 100,000 or whatever per song.
And then he said, I'm gonna make my own.
And
label.
He said, fuck you. Yeah. He's like, you can't come out with me that six figure. He's like, I'm more than that. So he started, you know, making some shit. That was Zach's filming me. I like his voice for some reason. He's a New York guy, straight up gangster. He used to fucking do the stuff on the streets, and he's a cool cat. Did you guys know that the American flag had 27 versions before the one we have now?
Really?
Yeah. Check that out. Because we always knew about the one, the girl, right? I forget her name, that stitched it all up.
Susan B. Anthony.
Yeah. I don't think so.
No.
But could well be. I don't know.
Helen Keller. Was it?
Patton Oswalt.
These are real. No, I'm being real, man.
No, I don't think it was Helen Keller. I don't think so. I don't really know. That's Surrey.
What did she?
Who's got Surrey?
Yeah, let's ask her.
It was like Mary Lou something.
Mary Lou Retton.
Mary Lou JoJo's. Here's Ranch.
Have you guys ever seen that?
Who designed the American flag?
Here's an answer from worldatlas.com. The first American flag was designed by Francis Hopkinson in 1777, while the current American flag was designed by 17-year-old Robert G. Heft.
Bullshit, Google. It's nothing what I was taught when I was a kid. I thought it was a chick.
I think it was. I think it was Susan B. Anthony.
Have you guys seen Hateful Eight?
I haven't.
That's Quentin Tarantino, right?
Yeah, it's mm-hmm. his
out in the like Colorado where it's all fucking snowy. Yep. They're in the room, yeah.
So a part that sticks out to me was when Samuel L. Jackson, he's carrying around that letter he had from President Lincoln, and Kurt Russell, he was like reading it to himself. He's like,
Kurt Russell's in it?
Yeah, he's like, you still got that letter? And he reads it, and he goes, oh, Mary Todd is calling. I don't know why. It's just Mary Todd. That sounds like someone who might have stitched the first flag.
Could have been.
Mary Todd Lincoln or something.
It wasn't a Lincoln.
No,
oh,
it
check
was,
this out.
But
speaking of Lincoln, since you brought it up, Lincoln had a bodyguard that was with him this whole presidency, like his trusted bodyguard.
Is this in the movie?
No, this is a true story.
I'm just, well.
No, it's
was
not.
Was the movie not a true story?
I thought the movie
think,
was
I don't think so.
A
I mean,
docu-pic.
Quentin Tarantino, I don't think it's true.
Okay.
Then again, you never know. But anyways, his bodyguard, so he told his bodyguard every night, good night. He said, all right, Mr. President, I'm going to go downstairs and Lincoln would say goodnight to him every night. Well, the night that he went to the show, he told his, he was having nightmares. Like the last three nights in a row, he was having nightmares that he was going to be assassinated.
Who was having nightmares? Lincoln?
Lincoln. Lincoln was having nightmares. Man. And he told,
intuitive.
And then he told his bodyguard that night that he said, instead of saying goodnight, he said goodbye to him. And the bodyguard goes, I don't think you should go. And he goes, I'm going to go. And went, I got his head blown off.
But future ain't what it used to be.
I call bullshit on that one.
Yeah, you never, I mean, who fucking knows?
But that's just interesting. A story. It's true. Damn, I mean, interesting.
Do you really think Lincoln was really that, like, interesting of a man? I mean, I'm sure he was, but
yeah,
way ahead of his time.
Yeah.
He was pretty awesome.
Like a time traveler?
Like
used, maybe
like helped use the like the telegraph like used the telegraph to help fight the war, yeah. and the train system and everything. He was pretty on top of it.
He was talking about the Civil War. Union guy, right? Not the Confederates.
The North.
When you went to Disneyland, did you see the Lincoln thing? Did you ever see that?
No.
You never sat through the Lincoln presentation?
No.
Uh-uh. Oh man.
It's at great. Disneyland?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Where?
It's at Disneyland.
Where's that?
At the Lincoln building. Right in the entrance off to the right.
Where the cafe is and the bar?
Yeah, that's the only building on the
right. Oh, that's to the left.
No, you walk into, like, before you go down the thing, before you go down Main Street, it's like right off to the right.
Mm-mm.
Oh, it's great.
Never even knew it was there.
I took Nolan there like at midnight one night. We were actually at the hotel.
All boozed up.
I was probably boozed up. And I was with my stepdad, with my mom's husband, Matt, and Nolan was still awake, too. It's like,
boozed let's up go. As well.
You guys want to go back to, you guys want to go down there? Because Nolan was wide awake. Landon was passed out. So I gathered up Matt and Nolan. We went down there and watched that, and I hadn't seen it in years. And it was just
what like, is it?
It's a just a patriotic presentation, and then this animatronic of Lincoln
like
talks and talks about. I think he might like give an address. I don't think he gives. I don't think he actually says like, one of his addresses. Like
what they did with Tupac at Coachella. Yeah,
it's like the same thing, but they did it in like 1959.
So like Chuck E. Cheese great, version.
It's like way ahead of its time. Yeah, it's like Chuck E. Cheese. It's amazing, dude. All
right.
It always it's like Goosebump City, man. It was crazy.
I'll have to go back.
You gotta do that.
Like
if you go to Disney that. World, go to the Hall of Presidents too. They have in the lobby of the Hall of Presidents, so they have that, but on steroids. It's like every president is in the Hall of Presidents, and they all kind of like talk. They're all up on stage, and every time we get a new president, they add an animatronic that talks and stuff, right?
I'd like to see 45s.
I saw 45s.
was it awesome?
And it was fine. It was good. Yeah. And they give this whole video presentation that's like super patriotic and gives you goosebumps every time, and you like have a little tear in your eye and shit like that. Out in the lobby, they have the presidential seal in the carpet. It's the only place outside of Washington, D.C. that they have a presidential seal. It's official. It's like serious shit. Like Walt Disney was like big up on, he was all serious. He was serious about that stuff. He loved it.
Was he a Republican or a Demi, you think?
A Republican, I bet, with his money.
Think so?
Yeah.
Back then, I think he probably was
the big switch or whatever they call it.
Yeah, because so, you know there was like that whole flop because it was like human rights, arts things, like it all kind of flopped with the whole you know left and right and stuff too. So it's hard to tell. I don't really know to be honest with you. I think he was probably a Republican though.
I think it really matters
if he was alive really today. What do you think?
But he was fucking amazing. Yeah, if he's alive today, I don't know.
He'd probably be a Republican.
So was he was
when it comes to the money part of it, like Disney's fucking wrecking it in.
He's
so
to
maybe
keep his money. But
how do they have all their parks shut down over the world, you know, around the world for so long, and it's like they make so much fucking money. It's you know why? It's Disney Plus.
Yeah.
If I got on that.
Yeah, Disney owns everything. They're one of the big corporations. You ever seen the tree of corporations?
Do they own Paramount?
Probably.
No, I don't think they don't.
Well, because Paramount is owned by NBC or owns NBC. I know Disney owns ABC, which
Disney owns
ABC.
Well, what's DreamWorks? DreamWorks is Disney, right?
It's Pixar.
Disney.
That's Pixar is DreamWorks?
No, DreamWorks is Universal.
Oh, and Universal is Disney.
Right? Universal is it's probably like NBC type of something. I don't really know. But Disney is, they own like they own like ESPN, and then they have like 20th Century Fox sold in 20th Century, so like they own the Simpsons and stuff.
They own Fox
Turner Media, I think, as well.
Everything you see on Disney Plus, they own. That type of thing.
What, like, what about Fox?
Not Fox.
They don't.
They don't technically own Fox.
NBC. Like, no, actual Fox.
They own, like, they 20th own... Century was a part of Fox, 20th Century Fox.
Yeah, that's the one with the lions, right?
That's MGM.
MGM. Oh. But they did have a partnership a with MGM.
DreamWorks is the guy, the kid on the moon, right?
Yeah.
Who throws the cast.
Yeah.
Pretty far if you throw it from the moon, yeah. too.
Fucking steroids, man.
Yeah, the moon, man. What.
That's a trip.
Yeah, the moon's a trip.
Did you guys see the supermoon by any chance? Did you guys stay up till 11:30 to fucking go
You told there? My kids to stay up that late, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Man.
I missed it. I'm into that stuff, but I'm also into sleep.
Yeah. Well, no, I didn't tell your kids. I told Nolan. And I said, if you happen to wake up at 11:30, go look out the window. There's the supermoon. It's going to be really pink.
I told him.
And he goes, I'm going to set my clock.
I told him not to set his clock because he said he was going to set his clock. Yeah.
Say, it's just the fucking moon, you know, man.
Don't say that. The moon is amazing.
The moon's fucking unreal.
It revolves around the Earth. It's pretty awesome.
I think it was, what was it, 40 years ago today? Or was that right, 40 years? Apollo 17 landed on the moon. It was like, I just saw it on Instagram, so I can't. It's just fresh on my mind. But they landed on the moon for like the fifth time.
Yeah.
40 years ago today.
Have we landed on the moon?
And those pictures, I'm looking at those pictures, and it's like, yeah, I can't really doubt those pictures.
Yeah.
But it is kind of easy to do because it's just the black backdrop and stuff. But
no,
when people doubt that shit, it's like, well, come on, can you just like just open your mind a little bit, man? Yeah. Well, we probably landed on the moon.
The doubt comes from the whole race against the Russians.
Yeah.
And we're like, you know, if we really wanted to cheat, we just take pictures and say we did it. But I also, we're America, and we probably actually beat the Russians.
Yeah. Back then when we weren't soft.
Yeah, we were freaking honest, hard.
Honest people.
We went hard in the paint back then.
And now we're like, screw the moon. It's kind of boring. We're going to go after Mars.
Yeah. Well, Elon. Did you hear that Elon offered a $100 million reward to anybody who can take all the CO2 out of the atmosphere? That's a fucking baller move right there.
He's big balling. I also heard it was the largest cash prize ever offered.
Yeah, $100 million. Yeah. Shit, man. That guy is such a fucking cool
He's
dude.
He's a baller, dude. He's okay. I think Richard Branson's a little cooler.
The Virgin guy?
Because in the sense of Elon Musk really uses NASA.
How did Branson get his money?
I don't know. But he know how he spends it. He's trying to...
Was it stock market? Or
I don't know.
Yeah.
Virgin Mobile either. And then Virgin Airlines and then... I don't know.
Teen Mobile.
But he's really and doing his OnlyFans. Shit all independently. SpaceX is really hand in hand with NASA. He's kind of using NASA, but not to say what he's doing isn't cool. It's really cool. Tesla is really cool.
It's really cool because the excitement about space is like fucking important, man. Because that's
Space Force.
Fucking Space Force, bro.
They found a planet.
No, like... I mean, like when this country was really like hammering hard the greatest place to be. Fucking, you know, that type of thing.
Still is.
It still is, and it always has been. And it was like, when we started talking about the moon and going to the moon, then we went to the moon, like, that gets the people going, man.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It brings people together.
And then the shuttle missions, like, I love that. I always loved that when I was a kid, and I, like, you know, it's such joy and, like, heartbreak when the shuttles would explode and you know we'd have our failures and stuff, but then it just kind of like when the shuttle program stopped, it was kind of sad. It was like, where are we, what are we doing now? And finally we're back.
I don't think they ever stopped.
We had to regroup and like you know, reformulate a plan,
and we're like, what's next?
So Mars. Now we're here, cause thank God. Like then Elon's like, yeah, I got rockets. I want to build rockets, like those old rockets, but they're going to be really badass. So now we're sending those rockets out.
They can land themselves.
And we can, land them and reuse them to shoot them back.
Yeah. And if they blow up on these practices, it's like, yeah, we knew it was going to happen, but fuck, it doesn't matter. We'll build another one. And that's awesome.
Mitch, if you had the opportunity, would you go to Mars?
No doubt about it.
Like, they'd be, okay, it's going to be...
No doubt about it.
10 years out of your life, you're going to be gone. 6 years on the way there, or 5 years there.
Doubt about it.
Fuck that.
Yeah.
Space freaks me out. Did you hear that we found a planet like 172 light years away, but it's got water, it's got an atmosphere, it's got oxygen on it, but it's 172 light years away. So unless we can cryogenically freeze somebody and then thaw them out, you're never going to make it there alive.
What's that planet called in that movie?
Interstellar? The one like where time... Mm-mm. Time freeze or slows down.
Are you talking about
the James Cameron movie?
Oh, not
Avatar.
Avatar. Yeah, Avatar.
I don't know.
Something like that.
I think Contact with Jodie Foster was pretty cool.
I never saw that.
I didn't see that either.
It's more like heaven, not a planet, but it's cool.
But it's real or
no?
Ish.
I mean, I don't. For a movie, I don't know, but
it's not a factual movie, right?
Could be real.
I guess it could be.
That's a
She's
trip.
Like talking to her dead dad from a heaven planet.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. I get it.
Yeah. Through like radio waves and stuff.
Damn.
Yeah.
But that could that be like multiverse stuff?
Could be, yeah.
Hmm. I don't know where all this multiverse stuff came from. Have you noticed that the multiverse is like a thing that's in all these comic book things? Obviously comic book writers have been writing about this forever, but now all the kids, all they watch is like multiverse stuff where there's multiple universes, and it's blowing my mind.
Do you think they know something that we don't? Or is it
the kids? The kids?
No, the writers. I mean, that's not, I wouldn't say so, but I'm
asking. Like they're time travelers?
I think it's a good way to set something up for to make a world where they can make anything possible.
I don't know, because all I thought like Back to the Future was the limit of like different realms and dimensions, but now it's like, oh, there's Earth 1 and Earth 2 and Earth 19 and Earth X. And
what about Inception?
Fuck. Oh, Inception. Yeah. Oh, Inception.
See, I think
That about?
It was the dreams inside of a dream inside of a dream, and each level.
Oh, that movie
down,
was wild.
You could be like real time in dream 3, and in dream 2, it would be like half time, which would be like half time to dream 1, meaning dream 3 to dream 4 is like quarter time.
Wow, you really got you. Remember that?
It blew my mind. I mean,
yeah, that was a trippy movie. Exactly.
And you had to have an architect to design the dream.
Yeah,
and then kicks to wake you up, or. Yeah. If you were in a dream inside a dream, there'd be certain kicks or a song that'd wake you up.
Yeah,
that's
but
right.
But not completely wake you up, like wake you up from the
like
first
Matrix,
one.
Kind of like Matrix, but way different.
I was gonna say, so we're borderlining Matrix stuff because that was the first movie that really blew my mind.
I heard they're coming out with a new Matrix.
No way.
Yeah,
Keanu.
Yeah,
I walked in the house tonight because the kids are watching. The kids are watching the new SpongeBob movie, right? Because it dropped in price.
What'd you pay for that?
I'm glad you asked. It actually dropped down to
$19.99.
Dropped down to $9.99
on Amazon.
I don't know if it. I think it might have been Amazon or video on demand.
Those motherfuckers, because I was looking at it 2 nights ago and it was $19.99. I'm like, there's no way I'm paying for this, Vivian.
No, Keanu's
for it now.
Keanu's got a large role in that movie.
I know. Well, I watched the trailer many times.
Like a cameo.
No, a very profound actor. He's got a leading role. He's a. I don't know. I saw 1 minute of it when I was looking for a microphone.
Well, I need to talk to your kids and see if they liked it.
Let's go wake them up.
Mm-hmm. Call them.
Do your kids have cell phones?
No.
Do they like
SpongeBob?
But they
have a Messenger on their iPads. No.
Do they like SpongeBob?
We
like
can call them.
The TV show?
Yeah. So my kids love SpongeBob.
Yeah, me too. It's
classic.
It's like the one cartoon I can watch with Vivian that I can tolerate.
It's wise beyond its years.
Normally she's trying to watch like Recess
They still watch Recess?
Yeah.
I love that show.
Yeah. Recess, Magic School Bus for her, and Hey Arnold.
Did you guys ever see Yo Gabba Gabba?
That's right up my age, Alex.
I know. Yeah. Watch them nowadays and they fucking suck. Hey Arnold sucks. That's a shitty cartoon.
Cat Dog. You remember that Nickelodeon movie? The cat and the dog had the same asses connected.
That was
fucking weird idea.
That was like either was before or after Hey Arnold on the time slot.
Did you watch Magic School Bus?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. That was one I got to watch without cable.
Doug?
It was on OPB.
Did you watch Doug?
Not, no. I know what it is, but I didn't watch it. It was like Arthur and Zoom, Science Kids, and like Cyber Chase and
Ryan's World.
And on the weekends, it would be like you could, without cable, you could get Disney shows on ABC on the weekends.
Like movies? I don't remember that.
Because there's the Disney ABC connection.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there you have it.
So is ABC owned by Disney?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
No shit. That's a serious
ESPN,
cash
get
cow.
ESPN
and ESPN
things on like Sunday. They'll
show
NBA.
Well, that's why you see the draft on ABC.
So who's Turner then? Turner's TNT, TBS,
True TV,
and that's
CBS.
And that's not. They don't own ESPN too.
No,
really.
So that's why you get March Madness on all four channels. Mm-hmm. CBS, True,
Clump Up.
But we don't get it on ESPN, huh?
Right.
Same with like golf and all that shit.
That's like NBC.
Yeah.
They'll have their own, and then CBS will have their own.
But they get the or they don't get the Masters, TNT, but they get the
CBS.
Yeah, CBS.
What is TNT? They get what tournament did they get? TNT.
I don't know. I think they might
US Open. They get the US Open.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Until the weekend or something, then it goes to CBS or something.
They Thursday, Fridays, and then That's crazy. That's big money.
Big money.
Big old titties.
Those big corporations, bro.
Hey, check this guy out. Check this out, guys. Do you know there's enough concrete in the Hoover Dam to build a 2-lane highway from San Francisco to New York?
Whoa.
That's a fun fact.
That's a big dam, a thick boy.
Have you ever been there? You ever seen that bitch?
No.
I went there.
It's thick.
I drove out there a couple years ago.
What is that, Lake Mead behind it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's yeah, we were in Vegas, and we took the kids. We rented a car. We drove
It's worth
there.
Seeing. It's definitely worth seeing.
It was cool. And now that it's not, they built a bypass, so it's still busy as hell.
So I don't think they even let you drive over their dam over anymore.
Like we did.
It's a bypass, right?
Oh, for that highway, but you can take the exit and drive. We actually drove over the dam and then parked on the other side of the dam.
Where's the damn bait? So Uncle Eddie, would you say? Remember Clark? He was plugging the holes with his bubble gum and shit. Then he ends up on the outside of the dam trying to climb it.
You guys are Vegas Vacation. Yeah. I don't remember.
You haven't seen that movie?
Maybe.
I'm pretty tied to regular vacation, and then Christmas. Obviously the biggest.
That's for Christmas time.
But we started watching the new one.
Which
and
one?
I don't remember new. It's just called Vacation. It's with Ed Helms and Christina Applegate.
Yeah,
and where
it's
were
still
we?
National Lampoon's though, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. But we started watching it and we couldn't finish it. But it was like, this is fucking funny.
Was it?
Yeah, it was funny.
Huh. Check it out.
We couldn't finish it. We wanted to look it up and
because it was
finish
so good.
Sometimes
so good you couldn't finish it.
It was so good. We were like, this is too sexy. We can't watch this. This is too good. Way too good for us right now. We need to save it for the pod.
Yeah, just like the pod.
It happens.
Hey, Mitch, do you like shellfish?
Yeah.
Like crab?
Yeah.
Shrimp?
Yep.
Oysters?
Yeah.
Raw?
I'd rather have them cooked or boiled or whatever.
I prefer them raw.
Like a shooter with Tabasco on it?
I prefer like oysters.
Have you ever had Rockefeller oysters with like
I've
the cheese and all that shit on them?
Oh yeah,
I've never had those.
Well, I've been with people and we've made them. I haven't had it
with
in
Rockefeller.
Like
you've made them?
What, like oysters with cheese and stuff?
Yeah, it's like garlic butter, cheese, and then it's like all boiled or in a broiler, I guess. However you do it,
maybe a version of it, I guess, but I don't know. I've never like ordered it in a fancy restaurant. Or
always
anything.
Tabasco though.
No.
Hmm. What's your favorite shellfish, you think? Crawdad? That's right.
Lobster.
I'd take crab over lobster any day.
Mm-mm. I'll take lobster over crab.
I mean, they go hand in hand to me, honestly.
Tastes different.
But I like oysters. I like oyster. I like a really undercooked oyster. I like a kiss of flame. And then
the
I just like to
brine.
And then I like to like put crystal on it, or or aardvark or something like that. You know?
Have you ever had a lobster roll before?
I've
never had a lobster roll before in my life.
Is that like sushi?
No, like the it's in a roll. It's like all the lobster, coleslaw, like the lobster mayo, and like a roll like they make in Maine.
No, I've never had one.
Yeah.
No.
I've never made it happen.
Me neither.
I've only had lobster from like Red Lobster. Okay. It's the bomb. Okay. Trust me, it's the bomb.
It's no Sizzlers, but...
No, it's Red Lobster, bro. You'd
assume they'd have the best... I mean,
they're Red Lobster. Red Lobster.
You've never got lobster before at the home for you guys? Barbecue them up, surf and turf style?
No.
Steak and lobster?
Why would I do that when there's a Red Lobster on Lancaster?
You gotta drive. Or you could just...
We really don't have a large lobster intake.
Either do we. I mean, it's expensive. It's $12 a lobster tail.
I'll get like surf and turf maybe sometimes at a restaurant. Like if I'm feeling cute or something. I saw the funniest meme. Never mind. Anyways.
All right. Well, geez, Louise, guys. We did it. I think we made it. I think we went through a whole podcast with only like one cuss word, surprisingly.
That's amazing.
What the hell? It's fucking amazing.
Jimmy didn't throw up.
Jimmy did not throw up this time.
He's a piece of shit.
He told me he just got vaccinated, and he lost his big toe on his fucking left foot, which is really weird and random.
That's corona toe.
We're up to four cuss words now.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. I don't know. He was in Florida, so it is what it is. It's Jimmy.
He lives there and commutes to the podcast when we do these.
I love it.
I don't know. What do you, to be honest, what do you think of that fucking guy?
He's a good, he means well.
I mean, look at his eyes, though.
Yeah.
It's shifty. His breath.
He means well. He works hard, you know.
He does work hard. On fucking
Jimmy. He can keep his job in my, if you were asking.
All right. Well, Jimmy.
There you have it.
You got another week's pay.
Piece of shit. He seriously, he is.
All right, guys. Well, we're going to take off, and we got some freestyling to do. So we'll see you hopefully, like, next couple weeks. I got some shit to say. Me and Zeebo are going on a trip in, like, a month and a half, and we're going to do some live podcasts.
We'll probably do daily podcasts on that trip, right?
From the Tetons. So.
Yeah, I got to talk to you about that.
Hey,
yeah,
thanks for having me.
Yeah.
Mitch?
Yeah, appreciate it.
Mitch, thank Williams, you so much.
Everybody. Appreciate it.
The You're welcome here anytime.
Yeah.
Thank you. I'll take you up on it.
All right. That's fantastic. Everybody take care of yourselves. Take care of each other. And
wash your hands.
Amen, brother. See you on the other side.